Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and once again, I am extremely honored to be here with you. I want to tell you that tonight I have another phenomenal guest, or I'm saying tonight, but wherever you are, I just want you to know that I have another phenomenal guest with us this evening. You all know that I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life, and that is spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. You see, I'm that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. And I actually hold virtual workshops with family members and groups on leaving an imprint. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you should start facilitating simple things into your life just by getting rid of your imprint, or getting rid of those things that are stressing you in our nation today. And I'm gonna just say, give me one second here to see if my guest is still here. Hold on one second. Yes, so as I was saying, there's so much that is going on in our lives. So this is the time for us to just establish our own imprints that will live on long after we are gone. So again, thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles. This is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength. Plus, it covers a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage our listeners who are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in every Wednesday. And I want to say that if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that it's keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. And when you hear from my guest tonight, I promise you he's going to talk to you about embracing life. And when you hear his story, oh my goodness, they keep getting better and better. So I'm going to move out of the way and allow my guest to come on and introduce himself and share with you where he is held from. Guest, are you there? I think you're on mute, Marvin. Are you able to? There you are.
Yes. How are you doing today?
I am fabulous now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, it's so a blessing. First of all, I'll say thank you so much for allowing me to come on this podcast. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Marvin. And this guest, let me say, he's bashful right now. He's being bashful. I think he's traveling. So if you have a problem with hearing, just tune in as close as possible. My guest is Marvin Strong, and isn't it unique how Marvin Strong gets to meet Betty Speaks? I guess it's an S thing on the line today. So Marvin, tell our guests, because I believe that you're currently in Texas, but after reading your bio, I've seen you all over the United States. You're actually a renowned international speaker, but there's some things that you have going on in your life, Marvin. So let's hear from you.
Well, first of all, I'm actually from Muncie, Indiana. I was born and raised in Louisiana to a beautiful mother, the late Martha Strong, and my late dad, Michael Hall. There's so much of beautiful people. I got a total of 15 sisters and brothers. My mother raised us from a single parent home. So I grew up in the area where drugs and violence was really, really serious, and prostitution and those type of things. So I had mites, roaches, but I know about all those things. So I live in low income housing. I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth. And what I mean by that, I didn't have the Michael Jordans, and I had the Nikes. I had to wear my sister pants. Short guy. But so I grew up in that environment. I had seen everything. I'm living low domestic violence. So everything you think of, I lived it. So I'm the fourth child on both sides. So it always said the fourth child, middle child is always, you don't know which way they're going to go. And actually, it started to be true. At 9 years old, I did my first robbery with me and my friends. We was at an ice cream. We robbed an ice cream man. And I ended up getting off, he got in trouble. He said he the one that did it. But I tell you, my mama whooped my butt, boy, and I never got in trouble again. She tore me up. So I lived a life. And like I said, I grew up and, always a good basketball player, went the nation, went the Nationals many, many times and played with a lot of great people. In the year 1998, after I got out of high school, I ended up about to go try for the Charlotte Hornets basketball team, the NBA basketball team. Ended up getting MVP in Indianapolis, Indiana, over a lot of great people. So I went to a party. Some guy set me up and had a woman dance with me, and they put iodine in my alcohol. They put iodine. What iodine is come from food coloring that you put on cakes. And my mother found me in the bathroom having grandma seizures. I ended up spending 2 years in the hospital with a coma for a month. I had to learn, with the psychological therapy, speech therapy, every therapy you think of, and said, if I would came out of this, I was going to become a vegetable. Well, God had other plans. And I love that about God, because they said I'd never be the same again. That's a great diagnosis the doctor would give me. So I ended up changing my life. My son was 2. My daughter was 1. So I changed my life around and start speaking to kids all over the world. And, got my own not-for-profit organization called Next Generation Corporation. Under that is Enough is Enough Movement. Under that, I got a Marvin Strong Motivation LLC that allowed me to do workshops all over the world. And so I'm happy, a national author. God's been so good to me. And I just, let's go on and on. So I'm so excited about that.
Wow, Marwin. And let me tell the audience, his name is Marwin, okay? So often I want to say Marvin, but he has the word win in his name. And honestly, that's exactly what he's doing. He is actually winning. And to have the name Mar, which is like the abbreviation for marvelous, he is definitely winning at his life now. Did you hear him say that 3 times he died? 3 times. And who lives to talk about that? But I want him to also share with us. Also, he said he came from that low income family. And many of you that are listening have no idea what a low income family is, because this broadcasting has just gotten so far out there. He said he grew up with the roaches and all these little creepy crawlers. And I'm just, my toes were like wiggling as he was talking about his livelihood growing up and being that middle child. I believe, Marwin, that I heard you say that you were wearing your sister's clothing, that they were passed down. He's nodding. See, you guys can't see him, but he's nodding, saying, yes, that's correct. So he has definitely become a winner at surviving in life and embracing life. And if what we're talking about today, overcoming challenges, overcoming battles. And Marwin, I saw pictures of you. I read your bio. And if you're there, I would love for you to talk about your mom's favorite scripture and then go on to that next phase after that favorite scripture.
Well, my mother, she really prophesied to me. She the one really told me and came up with the title, Back from the Shadows of Death. I never forget the day I used to go over there on lunch break, and about 11:30, we used to watch Price is Right. And I used to lay on her couch, and she really spoke on my life. She like, Marwin, you've been through a lot in your life, and you have faced a lot in your life. And she spoke to me. She said, I think you need to write a book. You know, and I'm like, wow, Mom, I'm about to write a book. She said, yes. And I said, well, what would it be called? And she said, called Back from the Shadows of Death, Psalms 23. So I said, okay. So I went home and got the writing, and you know, and see, that was a favorite scripture, you know, it's as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. And it was so much of a blessing that she did that.
I'm sorry. I think I heard you say on one of your interviews how emotional you get when you speak of your mom. And the only thing that came to my mind was that song, Mama, Mama, you know I love you.
So yes, yeah.
Just hear you talk about Mama for a second. I want to even call her Mama. You know, Marvin. And then I heard you, I know that you've been all over. You said internationally, you speak internationally, but something, we have a lot in common, and that's why we're here today. You know, my good friend Teresa, your good friend Teresa, we're like siblings now because
of our
connection. You pray over me. I just love it. And I noticed that I worked at UMass, the University of Massachusetts, and I think it's UMass, was it UMass Hearst?
UMass Boston.
Yes, so I was there, you know, and I'm thinking, you were in UMass? So yeah. What a coincidence that for you to have played basketball there, correct?
Yeah, well, I played. The great thing about that is the story behind that. What happened was, after I spent 2 years in the hospital, I was that good in basketball. So when I got out the hospital day, I went down there on a tryout, and I got a full ride scholarship after I got the hospital. So I got on January 11th. I ended up playing basketball July. In July, I got a scholarship that same year. Now, I reckon, I'm sitting here 2 years in the hospital. The doctor said I was going to be totally unable to walk again and talk again. And I went through every therapy. And then that's about like 6 months later, I'm up and playing college basketball.
6 months later, after, and you're being modest because this is after the doctors told your family to come in and say their goodbyes.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
And then again, your mother, you have a book out. Talk about that for a second, because there's something else before you get to the other thing after the book, I want you to talk about that book and the promotion that you are doing with the book.
Well, the book is called Back from the Shadow of Death. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Book of a Millions, Walmart. Walmart just picked it up. Mm-hmm. I've sold thousands of books all over the world, all in Europe, Spain, you name it, you know. And this dynamic book, how a person can come from tragedy to triumph, you know, life missed for God's purpose. And it's phenomenal. It lets you give you real, raw, uncut life principles. My story. Having a movie coming out next year about this movie. So much a phenomenal movie. What we're going to do with the book, we're going to go ahead and do a dialogue at high schools and do panels with different type of people to try how we see we fight against drugs and violence and try to build our community up around the world.
I love it. And I can't wait to just promote your book in this area here. And for those of you that did not hear him, he said that this book is already an international book. And I heard him tell the young lady, I believe that interview was like a year ago that you did with the
young lady. Yeah.
So I recall her asking you about how many stars you have. And you said, I have a lot of stars and they're all 5 stars. And I said, wow, and he's right. You have tons of stars. And a lot of people have made great comments about the book. I can't wait to get my copies of it. As she said, she couldn't wait to get her copies as well. But now, you also mentioned that, hey, a movie is coming out about this book. And tell us, were you able to get the person, the star that you were looking for to be featured in this movie? Because on that particular video, you wanted a particular star.
And yeah.
That people say you resemble.
Yeah, Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon. Yeah, my mother, she always told me I looked like this guy. And, you know, just with a beard, you know, but it was so phenomenal. You know, we talked to his lawyer and, you know, we had so many other obstacles you got to take to get to him. So if we cannot get him, we got other upcoming artists. I really mean my sons now are going to acting classes now. So we're going to have my younger son play me when I'm young and my older son, which he's 24, he's going to play when I'm older. So I put a twist to it. So a lot of people ask, you gonna be in a movie? I may or may not. I can't tell you that. You might catch me doing a cameo. You might catch me, you know, ain't no telling. So I'm excited for my children. I'm happy that they now are getting into it. They're excited. My other two daughters, they're gonna be What you gonna say?
I was gonna say that, you know, even if you can't star as you in the movie, you have to come in at the end of the movie and show who you are today, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Blue House Films. They won over 7 national independent films. This is gonna be the first film in my hometown, Muncie, Indiana, that ever been filmed. So you know, excited about it, and I'm happy. And like I said, we work with Boston University. We're trying to get them to do internships for students where they could be a part of it in the communications and filming department. So it's a lot of stuff going on and I'm so happy. The great thing about it is I sent my book off to Oprah Winfrey. So I'm hoping that I get on air. So I'm excited about that. And you know, it's just so much stuff, but I'm just, you know, I'm so humble, but at the same time, I know it was good. God did it, and I'm thankful for that. I really am.
And you are so right. You are very humble, and that's why I am sharing with the audience that he's being very modest. He's not just bragging about I. This is a genuine life story, and if his mom were here today, I can only tell you that she would be shouting hallelujah. She would be saying, yeah, glory to God, you know, and she would just praise him because some of the things you will learn about him in this book and in the movie, you're just going to be so like blown away where he's come from and didn't get caught. That's what he said to me. I am truly a survivor in more ways than one. Because most people that live the life that you live, Marwin, don't turn out to be a winner, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
They're not, because of the expectations they have for men that did the things that you did. There are expectations for that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They expect you not to live long.
Yeah,
they expect you not to do well in society. They expect you not to be a role model. But you know, what did you say? What did you tell God if he allowed you to live?
One more opportunity, I never disappoint
him. You'll never disappoint him. And this is so important for our youth today. I love the fact that that you and I, that's another thing that we both have in common. We have the desire to rebirth the youth, you know, to rebirth our youth. And honestly, so much so to the point that, I'm sorry, I can't get rid of this call. So much so that you want to do a march. Your desire is to do a youth march.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you want to speak about that for a second?
Yeah, my vision today is that I would like to do a youth march for at-risk kids. Matter of fact, I want to do a 1 minute youth march. A lot of us we think about what Louis
He's breaking up on me. It could be my reception.
Martin Luther King had I Dream a speech. Mm-hmm. He brought millions of people around the world. Why would I do that the same thing for you?
What Marwin just
and our
said.
Friends.
Go ahead, Marwin. I just have.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we have bad connectivity. It could be the weather on my end, though. But yeah. I did hear the Martin Luther King March.
Yeah, yeah. And like Louis Farrakhan, I would like to have that with youth. I like to have that with my youth as well, all around the world from 50 states. To come to the monument on Washington D.C. and really just have a speech, you know, and I got a visualize that I'll be speaking to millions of kids all over the world. So, I just pray and hope that that people all over the world could bask in from community activists to the mayor to the governor to the president. I think that'll be a good deal to change the culture about how young men vision. I already have my speech ready.
You do?
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. He said he already has his speech ready. So tell us again, how can we get a copy of your book? I know you said it's like all over now, but I want a personal endorsed copy. You know, okay. I gotta have
it. Okay, what you do, you go to Amazon. You can also go to Book of a Millions. Mm-hmm. It's also on Walmart.com. It's on Barnes and Nobles. Or you can actually you can cash at me as well. And what I would do personally, I'll make sure it'd be autographed copy. I'll make sure I autograph and I'll send it to your address. With a free bookmarker.
Yes.
So my Cash App is $ Arthur Marwin Strong 77. Is it for $28? I'll make sure I get the book within 2 weeks. Because we have a lot of backlogs due to the fact that a lot of students are buying the books. They buy them in bulk for different schools around Texas. And I have a curriculum with it. So you can learn, you can teach out of my book. So I have a flash drive, that's another price, but that's for schools and it's for organizations and you do workshops out of and all that or whatnot. So yeah, it's a lot going on. I'm so happy, I'm so excited. I give God all the praise for it. I just try to change a kid one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, one person at a time. And that's where I'm at right now. I just wanna be a blessing.
Now Marwin, we are also, I wanna give that Cash App again is $ Arthur Marwin Strong 77, and I think 77 is just his lucky number or something. But
that's my birthday.
I was only kidding, but it's $ Arthur Marwin Strong 77 for donations. It's $28 to get a copy of his book. And he did say there could be a backlog. Allow him time, at least 2 weeks, for that book to be mailed out to you. So he's popular now. He mentioned Oprah Winfrey has her eyes on his book. So you will be hearing a lot about him. But we are also co-authors in a upcoming book real soon. And I'm excited about that because it ties in with what you're currently doing, you know, because even as a child, they should know where they are with their three P's. They should know the understanding, and be educated on that as well. Do you want to speak about that?
Yes. I just want to give a big shout out to Dr. Theresa Mosley. She's been a real pinnacle, and I want to thank her for allowing me to be a co-author to all you great people.
Yes.
My title is about perseverance. One thing we understand about life is not a sprint. It's a triathlon. If you notice in the triathlon, you got to run, then you got to swim, then you got to run again, you got to ride a bike, then you got to run again, and then you got the finish line, you know, to the end, shall we say. And a key component is enduring. And it's like that we live. You got to endure. Yes, you're going to have bumps in the road. You're going to have the stresses and stresses and all kinds. But if you just hold your faith and keep pushing on and keep, you know, allowing God to move in your life, and no matter what happens, because we all going to go through situations. You know, that's from the crack house to the White House. You know, that's from the door to the pulpit. You're always going to have those factors that you got to deal with. So mine is over perseverance, and I'm excited. It comes out September, late September, and I got this young lady, part of. I can't wait to read her story as well. So
yes.
So thank you so much.
Absolutely. And again, he's speaking of passion, purpose, and peace, the pathway through trials and tribulations. And I as he said, yes, the visionary author of that is Dr. Theresa Mosley, who is a phenomenal young lady. She's not about herself. She's about helping others, as well as Marwin, the same thing. And go out and purchase this book. He said it's just about everywhere. You can go to Barnes & Noble. You can go to Walmart. You can go to Amazon.com. Or you can Cash App him. And he would automatically get your information, and he'll send it to you. So there's not a honestly any place where you can't find it. And I actually had to. I said we were actually playing phone tags, trying to catch up with one another. And finally, I said, "Let me go and do my resources on this young man." I was blown away. And then in the midst of my listening to your YouTube, you called. You know, so that was God saying, let me get him on the phone with you right now. So I want to thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And I am so honored to be a part of this collaborative book with you and some other amazing individuals. But I will have you back. My indicator is saying, all right, it's time for you to wrap it up, Betty. So. But I do, and I want to say that Marwin has answered what has motivated him to do what he's currently doing, and the setbacks and challenges he had in his life. Can you imagine? Who else do you know that has died three times? And the doctor's like, okay, that's it. The family members need to come and say their final farewells. And Marwin's like, you don't know my name. My name is Marwin. You know, there's a story. God still have work for me to do. I'm one of his chosen ones. You know, he's given me this tough battle. I have to go back and redeem myself. I will resurrect from this situation. And he did. And he did. So I want to let you all know that you've been listening to, once again, nothing but stone cold truth here on this show this afternoon. Remember that strength doesn't come from what you can't do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in here with us every Wednesday. And I promise you, this young man will be back. He's actually on the road traveling. And this is due diligence that he did for us to be on this show today. Marwin, what's your last words that you want to say before we get kicked off?
Don't give up. Don't ever give up. God bless you.
Blessings be unto you as well. This has been Dr. Betty Speaks here on Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.